welcome to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host Silky Harvey, every Monday at 1 p.m. CT.
Hello and welcome everybody to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on today, the 15th of November. My goodness, the year's almost at an end already, and it is very special show for me today because I'm actually not in my studio. I'm recording on the road. Yes, I'm on an exciting road trip to Bulgaria, going to my house finally. Enough restrictions have been lifted that it's possible again to travel, and it's so exciting. It's been a long, long 2 years without any traveling, and this is really, really great. So today I'm coming from you somewhere in Hungary in a small place called Tapolca, and it's a pretty little place. There are caves here, there is a beautiful lake, and it's really exciting to see new places. I've never been here before, so it's even doubly exciting. We arrived today from Vienna, and the road trip has been taking us all the way from Siam in the UK through Folkestone in the Channel Tunnel, then on to Germany, where my mum lives in Mönchengladbach, then on to meeting some good friends after almost 30 years in Munich, from Munich on to Vienna, meeting yet some more friends. And tomorrow we're going to meet yet another friend we've not seen in a long time. So it's been an exciting trip, and it's been really, really good. So if I sound a little bit different, it's because I'm in a completely different place, not my usual studio, but I hope everything will turn out all right. So on the show today, we've got some exciting guests. We've got Abigail Mensah-Bonsu. She's an amazing lady. She's an elevated consciousness and feminine embodiment coach. She's a multidimensional healer and a number one best-selling author, host of the Sovereign Divinity podcast, and founder of the Moon Goddess Academy and Goddess Circles. So this very, very talented, very special lady is going to talk to us in Fireside Stories. Then on the talking stick, we have got Sophia Mattis. Now, this Jamaican-born lady is a devout Christian motivational speaker, author, and coach residing in Long Island, New York. And she holds degrees in medicine, health services administration, and sociology. Dr. Mattis has proven to be well-rounded and passionate about the well-being of mankind. And she is giving us a glimpse into her world of business and all her passions in the talking stick. And as usual, we end the show on music, because what would an inner hippie be without music? And on tonight's show, we have Jason Lee and the Hoodoo Skulls. They are an explosive, instantly addictive blues rock band from the UK. And you have heard them before on Planet Rock Radio, and they've been in the Classic Rock magazine. They do some exciting stuff. So that is today's show. And without further ado, after the commercial, we go straight on to Fireside Stories. Are you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com.
innerhippiebooks.com and become a strong and free best-selling author. So we're now on to the fireside stories. As every week on the Inner Hippie Club radio show, we have someone in the studio who will sit by our virtual fireside, grab a coffee, and tell us a story. And in the studio with us today is Abigail Mensah-Bonzu, and she's going to talk to us about living is a choice. Welcome in the studio.
Thank you for having me, beloved. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. So tell us about why living is a choice.
So first, I want to start out with this, where this whole notion of the fireside is very dear to me, because that's what I grew up, you know, growing up back home in Ghana. You know, at nighttime, we didn't always have electricity, you know, like it's not reliable like in the US. And so, you know, we'll have a fire in the center, you know, of the compound house, and all the children will sit around the fire and the adults will tell us stories. And it's just so heartwarming. It's a very deep memory for me, something that I've actually got to experience. And it's so sacred. You know, there's something about sitting by the fire and then just hearing stories, whether from, you know, the older generation, the wise ones, I call them, right? Or from our friends who might also be wise ones as well. But there's something about sitting around the fire that allows you to just open up to receive the wisdom in storytelling. So my story today, living is a choice. And it begins with my birth. Such a great beginning. And this is a story that my mom told me at a time where I felt my lowest. And, you know, I was going through my own dark night of the soul, you know, trying for the longest time. I didn't want to be here. Just like many people, you know, many star seeds, especially. And I couldn't wait to go back home to my home planet, go back home to join in with Source, being one with Source and going back to my soul family. Like I yearned to reconnect again. And I had reached a point in my life where I had to decide. Well, I was already here. I wasn't leaving. It definitely wasn't my time. And everyone around me felt very happy and they perceived me as happy. They enjoyed being with me, but I could not feel that joy. I could not feel that love. And so at that point, I chose to live. I chose to be here. I chose to inhabit this physical body and to really be fully human, spirit in human form, no longer escaping into the ethers and trying to stay up there, but to just bring it all into the earth and really showing up fully. So I was talking to my mom and she's like, did I ever tell you about your birth story? And I was like, no, you didn't tell me. And so she began to tell me the story of the afternoon that I was born. And it's very interesting because she was saying that when I was born, I was born dead. And immediately that caught my attention because I did not see that coming. You know, usually parents, you know, like, oh, your birth was beautiful. And, you know, you cried and it was, no, mine was, I was born dead. And I was like, all right, I'm listening. And she said, when I was born, you know, the cord was wrapped around my neck and everyone gave up on me. The midwife, you know, like my mom was crying. Everyone had given up. I was gone. My body was blue, you know, and my grandmother entered the room and she grabbed me and she said, no, I am not giving up on you. And she took me in her arms. she went outside. You remember I was telling you the story of how we always have like a fire going in the center of the house. And so she went by the fire and she grabbed cayenne peppers. Oh, it might be habanero peppers, but they were hot peppers. And she threw it in the fire and she kind of just hovered me around the fire. And I sneezed. And at that moment, my body started to come back to life. Life began thriving inside of me again. And I started to cry. And this story, when she told me this, I didn't even know what to say. First of all, it made a lot of sense as to why I was always trying to escape this planet, why I was always trying to leave this planet. I didn't understand why. But I guess I started way earlier. I started way earlier. And, you know, in my journey, in my spiritual journey and visiting my birth time, what happened, I remember seeing myself with my soul family. And I felt that separation as I was getting ready. The first separation was separation from source, right? As I was getting ready to come down. The second separation was separation from my soul family. And I was like, okay, I still got this. I got this. And, you know, let's do this. Let's go to Earth. We got this. And then the last one that was the hardest was when my soul separated so that I have my twin flame. So my divine masculine physical partner separate from me. And we were both incarnated separately. It felt alone. Is the most isolated feeling up till now. When I tune in, my heart feels cold. Like it was so, oh no, I don't want to do it again. I changed my mind. I don't want to do it. You know, I don't want to do this. And at that time I was descending down that cosmic birthing canal. And the whole time I was trying to reach up. I was trying to just, please, I don't want to do this again. Let's just, I changed my mind. I want to come back. I want to come back. And so even before I dropped into my vessel, my physical vessel, I was already checked out. I didn't want to be here. And so there's a part in my journey, and this will be a shamanic journey that all of this was, that came to awareness clearly. Part of the journey, as I was, my spirit was standing next to my baby vessel. Beloved Isis showed up and she said, you will get to go back home, but not right now. You got this. I know this is scary, but you're not alone and you will never be alone. It might seem like everything is far away because this planet feels dense. This planet can feel heavy. This planet can feel isolating, but it doesn't have to be your experience. Look around you. And I looked around me and it's all my amazing guides and guardians and the angels and archangels and the ascended masters, the team that came down with me. And she held my hand and she said, return. And at that moment, I dissolved into this golden light and entered into my human vessel, my baby self. And I came back to life. Now, I feel like my grandmother was a spiritual doula for me. She might not have known that, but the fact that she felt that inkling to run into the room and grab me, and which my little one just popped in, you know, and grabbed me. And, you know, even like who would have the sense to throw, you know, hot peppers into fire and hover a child over? Like who would even think about that, right? But she had that intuitive nudge to do that. And that is like the playing with the element of fire. I needed the element of fire, which if you look at it, fire represents spirit. How powerful is that? If you're looking at the pepper, the hot pepper is also element of fire. There's fire everywhere. And when you look at my chart, there's fire everywhere. You know, like you can't make this up, right? it took spirit. Like, she pulled my spirit back with the action that she did. And it's absolutely bonkers. In this day and age, it probably would never happen. No way. The nurses or the doctors would be like, no, you're not hovering that child by a fire. But my grandmother did that for me. She knew that I was meant to be here. She knew that I needed to be here. And she brought me back. And when I came back and I was in her loving embrace, of course, I felt like I was not alone. I was born in love. I was held in love. I felt the heat from my grandmother, from the fire that was warming my skin, and then being placed into my mom's arms, who was, you can only imagine what she was feeling in that moment. So at age 26, when I chose to live, it was big for me. You know, it's like I had to make that decision before even that story was told to me. So I wonder if I had never made that decision, if my mom would have ever said, well, let me tell you about your birth story. I wonder. I guess I would never know. But I'm glad I made the decision to be here and stop fighting life. I was fighting life so much. I didn't want to be here, and I was fighting it. But on the outside, everything looked good. You know, I was smiling. You know, I was surrounded by love and friends. I mean, love has always been around me, but it was my inability to truly absorb it. How could I have, when I wasn't fully present in my physical body? I couldn't. I wasn't here. My spirit was hovering up there all the time. So even if, you know, people were pouring love into me, my vessel didn't have my spirit in there. So I had to choose. I was like, I want to live, and not just live, I want to live, truly live life. I want to experience only the best in life. I want this to be the best life I've ever had. That was my choice. That was the pact that I had with myself. And that changed my life. Of course, that took me on a whole journey, right? A journey of remembrance, of embodiment, of initiations, of presence, of healing the heart, healing the soul. Healing the soul was big. I spent a whole year where my past life selves, each month, would come in, integrate, and I would go through the healing, and it was intense. It was so intense. I remember one past life, and it always came through as a dream, but it was so intense that it would like vibrate my entire reality. One past life, which I'm sure many of you have had past lives where you were persecuted because you were the medicine person in the village, or you were, you know, magical, whatever the reason was. And this past life, I felt betrayed by my friend who wanted my husband at the time. And I was the medicine woman in the village. Everybody knew me as that. They'll come to me as, you know, for medicine, for healing, for just to feel warm again in life. And when she betrayed me, the entire village could not, they were so afraid to stand behind me that I felt betrayed by everyone. And in my rage, I turned the village upside down. Like, there was tornadoes everywhere. The buildings were upside down. It was intense. And I woke up just in full sweat, shaken, like still with that rage. And so I spent the entire month healing that past life. And not just, you know, when I say healing, it's about acknowledging the pain that the soul went through, bringing healing to that, and also extracting that wisdom. I truly believe that the past lives that show themselves to us, that we are aware of, are the past lives that have wisdom for our current existence. And so part of the healing is extracting the golden nuggets and integrating that into this lifetime. It's not about, you know, oh, I was Cleopatra, and it's like, but what is the point? Why is that memory coming to mind? Why, how is that past life helping you right now? What is that past life trying to teach you, show you, so that you can live a better life this life? You know, our past life selves live side by side with us. We call them past lives, but we can enter that timeline anytime and visit them and heal. And, you know, I do this for my clients all the time. So they're still living side by side with us. It's just different timelines, right? They're just experiences that we've had already. So we can call them past life. Sometimes life can challenge you, but as a soul, we came to this planet to have those challenges. Those challenges have a way of maturing our souls. When we're out there in spirit, it sounds dandy, like, and fun, like we can't wait to come on this planet because we understand everything. We know everything. We are full of love. We are full of light. Everything makes sense to us when we are back with source. But when we drop down that cosmic birth canal and we begin to forget the truth of who we are, the truth of our connection with source, with our soul family, with the thousands of divine team that we have. And then we have to journey through life remembering this again. That's how we mature as a soul. That's how we gain the wisdom. When we go back, we take that wisdom with us. And now we're like wiser. But it is almost, I want to say like comical, because when you're up there, it makes sense. And it's, oh my gosh, I can't wait to come back to Earth, right? And then you get down here and like, why did I decide to? Why am I even here? I don't want to be here anymore. But what I want to tell you is this. What I want you to get from this story is that you are the master of your life. You have the power to choose to live however way that feels in alignment, that feels true to your soul, that feels true to your heart. It might not be easy for other people to witness you in your true authenticity, in your true form, but it's not about them, it's about you. So choose to live. And I want you to choose to live from a place that honors you fully. It's okay if that person doesn't get you, because guess what? You can say goodbye to them and open the path, open the way for a soul family to come in and support you. Your soul family gets you. If you've been around a soul, you know, someone who's a soul family, you know this. Like, they're usually calling you out. They, you know, they're cheering you on. They're loving you. So it's okay. The more authentic you show up, the more you can draw the people who are also in tune with you. But until you do that, you're going to keep attracting people who are mirroring what you're showing to them. Living is a choice, because you have the choice.
Well, what a powerful story. Thank you for sharing that with us. I'm all goose pimply. It was beautiful. It really took me back to the fireside. I like sitting by the fire. I have my own personal tribe. I'm with a spiritual mentor, and we are a group of people who meet up regularly once a year and spend a week sitting by the fire telling stories. So I love it. It's something magical about sitting by the fire. I totally agree with you. So tell us a little bit about you and your business.
I am the CEO and founder of the Moon Goddess Publishing, Moon Goddess Academy, and the Moon Goddess Circle. So my work is about activating and empowering and supporting leaders so that they can shine their light, be here doing what they need to do in their full light, in their full power, and feel supported and feel loved. I also work with visionaries, way showers. I work with souls that know that they're here to do big things, like in however form that is. They know they're here to leave a stamp in humanity's consciousness. And I work with these souls to remember this, just like I had to remember that on my journey, to remember, integrate, and embody that mission fully so that they can truly live a fulfilled life in every area of their life. So I love what I do. And I do this through coaching, group coaching, one-on-one mentorship. I have group programs too, initiations, like self-initiation programs. Let's see here. And then through publishing. So now I get to add that avenue to it where my clients have the opportunity to share the experiences, their stories, right, on a bigger scale so that they can impact more lives, right? Because sometimes, you know, when we share in our little community, that's all it is. But when we allow ourselves to expand and, you know, being a published author allows that. So you can reach more people with the medicine of storytelling. So I love what I do.
Beautiful. And where can our listeners find you online?
You can find me on Facebook. You can just type in my name. It will pop up. So Facebook, Instagram, you can find me on there. Also, my website is moongoddessacademy.com. And yeah, you can find all the information there too.
Yeah. Brilliant. And all the information and live links will also be on the radio show page. So any listener who wants to get in touch with Abigail and find out more, you can just look her up and click on the links and go straight through to her. But thank you for being in the studio today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. I wanted to share one more thing since we're talking about storytelling, that my first book, my multi-author book, Miraculous, is coming out on October 22nd. It will be live on Amazon. So wherever you are, 9 a.m. October 22nd, go ahead and check out Amazon and look up Miraculous and get a copy of the book. And all proceeds go towards an organization that has been helping child trafficking for like very powerfully for a while. So we're really excited about this beautiful baby coming to life and coming, being born into the earth. Yeah.
Congratulations. So I will put all the details to that out as well.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey.
Are you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books. And we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So, if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. We now come to the section called The Talking Stick on the Inner Hippie Club radio show. And in the studio with us today is Dr. Sophia Matis, also known as Sophia Sittam. Welcome in the studio, Sophia.
Oh, thank you so much, Sophie. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So I am here with handing you the talking stick. And the first question, tell the listeners a bit about yourself and your business. What do you do?
Okay. All right. So as Sophie said, I'm Dr. Sophia Matis, also known as Sophia Sittam. And Sittam stands for Sit and Munch. So a part of what I do is helping people to lose weight. I do wear multiple hats, but what I'm currently putting a lot of emphasis on is weight loss, because we do have an epidemic, in at least in the US, of obesity. So I've decided to focus my attention there and just help others become healthy. I'm Jamaican national, born in Jamaica, West Indies, with Jamaican parents, and I migrated to the United States when I was 5 years old, and I've been there since. I have traveled back and forth to Jamaica, and I've traveled throughout the world extensively. I love my culture, but not only do I love my culture, I love others' cultures. So one of my degrees is in sociology. I just absolutely love people, and I'm interested in how they live and what they eat and just things about their heritage. So it gives me a great passion for the people. I am a medical doctor trained. However, I did not go into practice. I decided to focus my attention into administration, exercising my health administration degree. And then here we are today with me going into focusing on helping others to become well. So for me, I decided to really focus on a particular area of health and wellness, which is what you eat. So I like to say your diet. And sometimes when people hear the word diet, they become very afraid and they think, oh, that's restrictive, or I'm going to starve, I'm going to be hungry. But I try to abolish that way of thinking in people's minds and remind them that your diet means what you eat. Part of my passion behind the diet, in addition to things being an epidemic, is that for myself, I've struggled with my weight since I was 16 years old due to medications that I was taking, and it pretty much kind of threw my metabolism out of whack. And I was not aware of that, but found out later on in life. So I am now currently, you know, using the very program that I'm offering to others to lose weight. And so far I've lost 30 pounds and my blood pressure has been cut in half, whereas I have been on two antihypertensive medications, so two medications to control my blood pressure since graduate school. And since, you know, doing my program, my own program, my blood pressure is literally textbook perfect. So that's the quick of it.
That is really fascinating, especially how you combine your background in medicine with nutrition, because nutrition is really important nowadays. And I couldn't agree with you more that, especially during the pandemic, I think everyone's diet has gone a little bit haywire or isn't as good as it should be. I mean, either people have taken up cooking as a hobby and that is adding its own issues, or people are simply taking the easy way out and ordering in every night. So yeah, that there's definitely a trend developing there, and it's very important work you are doing.
Oh, thank you. And Silky, it's very important work that you're doing as well. I mean, even just having this show and allowing so many people from all over the world to have a voice that's heard and to get their message out is vital, because it doesn't help society if you're doing something that helps everyone, but no one knows about it.
Well, so, thank you. Thank you very much for that. So mm-hmm. kind. So what is the actual story behind your business? How did you get into that? I mean, it's a bit of a step from conventional medicine and medical school and university to go then into self-employment as a nutrition coach. What sort of triggered your interest in that?
So the real trigger was just my weight. That was the real trigger, and the constant struggle of trying various health programs and, you know, various things, you know, fasting, doing keto, you know, working out like a maniac and just trying everything. And just seeing that there are, you know, some of those things actually worked well. And then, you know, once I got off of it, I just went back to, you know, gaining weight again and gaining more weight. And so it was like this constant vicious cycle. And I felt that some of the things that actually did work, I didn't feel that they were realistic for me in my lifestyle. And so I was kind of on the hunt, constantly seeking, okay, what is it, you know, that's out there that I can do that's realistic, that, you know, is easily sustainable and will be effective. And, you know, hence the program that I do. So that's what really triggered it. And then just knowing that there is an epidemic of, you know, with obesity.
I bet you have lots of trade, lots of people need to get onto the losing weight wagon, myself included, actually. I might still take you up on your offer of trying out your program there. So
so it works. And you look great, by the way. You look great.
Thank you. Thank you. So you're a really busy lady. What do you do to relax in between? What are your passions and hobbies? What do you do to switch off?
Well, to switch off, I pray. I talk to God and I just kind of, you know, in my mind, just silently talk to the Holy Spirit and just call upon Jesus and just have that sidebar conversation. And that's my immediate switching off. Aside from that, I read a lot. I write. I have a couple of books that I've published. And so I, you know, I do like to write. And outside of that, prior to COVID, I traveled. So I love traveling and visiting different places. You know, the more immediate thing, again, you know, after prayer and just having a conversation with the Lord, would be going to the movies, although that's kind of not the in thing anymore because everyone has like a Netflix or, you know, whatever online. So I kind of stopped that, but going out to eat. I actually enjoy the culinary arts. I enjoy going out and trying different foods at different venues. I like the whole, you know, excitement of seeing a new ambiance. You know, this is kind of what I do.
Yeah, I love food as well. I love finding out about foods of different cultures. When I used to travel, I traveled a lot as well. The very first thing in every country I would do is try out the local cuisine. Always try to find a little restaurant, something that the locals would recommend off the beaten track, away from the tourists, and see what the real food is like that people eat.
Absolutely. That's the excitement. You know, you want the real thing.
Yeah, totally, totally. There's nothing more frustrating than landing somewhere and it's a big tourist place and you go to the main strip and all you see is the typical fast food chains.
Exactly. Over here in the UK, it's the same.
Over here in the UK, I'm not allowed to mention names, but we all know who they are, the big ones. You find it every airport.
Everywhere, all over the world.
Cool. So what is your biggest dream in life, and which item on your bucket list is something you absolutely need to do?
Well, I think my biggest dream in life, that's a good one, is honestly, I think it's to buy a small island and to build that island up from scratch, to develop a whole community so I can have orphans raised in a fashion that is like a family-oriented fashion. So they wouldn't necessarily know that they're orphaned. And so I'd like to get a small island, you know, build a home, you know, school, hospital, all these little things, not a huge island, just a small one. And then to kind of go around the world and take, you know, one boy and one girl from different parts of the world and that are orphaned and kind of bring them there and have them raised and just grow up to be thriving adults without knowing that, you know, they were abandoned or deserted or lost their parents or whatever the case may be. So that's probably my biggest dream in life.
That is a beautiful one. That's really profound. I think that's the most beautiful wish I've heard yet on the show. Really lovely. Really lovely. Yeah. So almost tying in with that, then, if you had one wish to change the world for the better, what would that be?
My one wish to change the world would be that everyone would be peaceful. Everyone would just have a mild manner, kind and compassionate manner, and just express love. That would probably be my one wish to change the world.
I think that's a wish a lot of us have, and that's the one thing that would change the world in an instant, yes. And would make it a good place to live for everybody.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being in the studio today. Our time is almost up. So please tell our listeners where they can find you. What's the best way of getting in touch with you?
Okay, well, I have various ways. I've tried to, you know, make just many options available because so many people are in different parts of the world and not everyone is, you know, can access everything that we can access in the UK or in the US easily. So I have a Facebook page and the name is Sophia Satam. That's S-O-P-H-I-A-S-I-T-A-M. I recently just started my TikTok, although I didn't want to, but I started a TikTok and it's the same thing. It's Sophia Satam, but it's Sophia _ Satam. They can email me at newyouwithsatam@gmail.com. So that's newyouwithsatam@gmail.com. And I know that's really long, but I think it's kind of easy to remember. It's a new you and you're doing it with me. I'm doing it with you. We're doing it together. Outside of that, someone, you know, if they wish to call me, they can call me at 516-808-1181.
But thank you for that. So for anybody wanting to get in touch, all those details will also be listed on the show page and there will be clickable links and you can just look up Sophia. And if you want to get in touch with her and talk about losing weight, I'm sure she can help you along. And just go look her up and send her an email or give her a call. But yes, thank you so much for being in the studio today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Silky. Can I add one last thing before we go?
Absolutely.
Sure. I just wanted to tell the readers or listeners, excuse me, I'm so used to saying readers, tell the listeners, they can go over to Amazon and check out my books. I have a few books there. And I do have another one coming up, which Silky knows that one.
Yep. She will be a co-author in my multi-author book, Strong and Free, Stories of Women Who Are Living Their Dream After Breaking Up with Society's Expectations. And you'll find out all about it. I'll be talking about it a lot on the upcoming shows. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Awesome. So thank you so much, Sophie. This was amazing. I appreciate your time. I'm very honored to be here and to have this opportunity just to take a moment to get the word out.
It's my pleasure.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey. Are you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author. Now we come on to the last part of the show, the music spotlight. My goodness, that went really, really fast. I really don't know sometimes where the time goes. It is so exciting listening to my guests that I completely forget about time or anything else. So yeah, already almost the end of the show, but now we're on to Jason Lee and the Hoodoo Skulls. But Jason Lee and the Hoodoo Skulls are an explosive, instantly addictive blues rock band from the UK. As heard on Planet Rock Radio and twice in Classical Rock Magazine, Tracks of the Week with their latest single, the new album Beggar Soul, which came out on June the 25th. Jason Lee and the Hoodoo Skulls from Surrey, UK, announced their groove-laden and downright dirty rocking second album, Beggar Soul, which is due for release on June the 25th, on CDs and all platforms. The album opens fiercely and swinging with Baby Blue, of which was duly a classic rock magazine track for the week. It aired by Planet Rock, sure to become a firm fan favorite. Come Home offers up flashings of hooks with each passing moment and all wrapped up with buckets of attitude and fuzzy guitar. Fronted by Jason Lee, with Haron Koch on lead guitar and co-writer, producer with band, Wayne Ritchie's on drum, formerly with Skin of Skunks and Aces, and Mike Hartnett on bass, they create a sound so punchy you'll have to pinch yourself to remember that they come from the UK. Gutsy, edgy, raw are just some of the words that have been used to describe their sound. So without further ado, let's get on to this great band from the UK and have a listen.
Your love.
Are you strong and free? Are you living a life of your dreams after breaking up with society's expectations? And do you want to tell your story to inspire other women around the world and at the same time elevate your business by becoming a best-selling author? Then apply to be in Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. That's an upcoming multi-author book by Inner Hippie Books, and we are still looking for amazing women, amazing stories now. So if you are strong and free, apply at www.innerhippiebooks.com. I repeat, www.innerhippiebooks.com, and become a strong and free best-selling author.
That was Let Your Hair Down by Jason Lee and the Hoodoo Skulls. Ooh, that was a great track. I really enjoyed that. And if you want to find out more about Jason Lee and the Hoodoo Skulls, you can look them up online at www.jleeandthehoodooskulls.com. And they are on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and you can email them as well. But all the details will be on the show page. There'll be clickable links so you can get straight through to them and look them up. If you want to listen to more of that great band stuff, just go on the show page. It'll all be there. That's already the end of the show, folks. Will you believe that? And we are closing the show as every week with my Inner Hippie Tips. Because after all, what's the Inner Hippie Show if I didn't actually tell you how to be an inner hippie, right? Because being an inner hippie is a beautiful state of being. It's when you remember how it used to feel to be a carefree teenager before those first bills rolled in and life started going flat and became nothing but work and chores and duties. So to remember how to be an inner hippie, how to be that teenager again, takes quite a lot of practice, because us adults are hardwired to do the things we need to do, to complete our lists, to get the chores done. And somewhere amongst the lines, we forget how to have fun. So we need to constantly remind ourselves how to get back to the basics, how to connect to nature, how to have fun, how to be a human again, right? So we can all really, really enjoy ourselves and enjoy life the way it was intended. And today, we dabble a little bit in mindfulness. Mindfulness for grounding yourself. And a really simple trick that doesn't sound very much at all, but it is very powerful, is actually to touch something natural. If you want to ground yourself really, really quickly, like a quick fix, like when you're sitting at a board meeting, or if you're at work and things are really getting to you and you feel that anxiety rising inside of you and you know you need to ground yourself, just touch something natural, and it could be anything from a pot plant to a tree, even some favorite object that is made from wood, stone, or mineral, a wooden knickknack or a crystal, for example. And pick up the object or gently touch the plant. And just for a moment, close your eyes and just be with this object or plant. Feel its energy, explore its texture and shapes, and smell its delicate scent. This in itself is a powerful grounding exercise that also keeps you firmly in the moment. It really is a mindfulness exercise. Now go on further and imagine the pure, strong energy of nature entering your body and restoring your root chakra energy. Imagine this energy entering your body as a beautiful, earthy red stream of color, and visualize your whole body filling up until the very last cell of your body is glowing with it. And if you find this difficult at first, keep practicing in short bursts, a few seconds at a time, until it becomes easier and easier. In the end, you'll actually be able to visualize yourself flooding with healthy earth energy almost instantly as you touch the object or the plant. And because touching an object or plant is such a subtle action, it can be done almost anywhere, even in a busy office. And none of your colleagues would be any the wiser for what you've just done, but you've given yourself a quiet moment, a moment in which to switch off and be with nature, even if it's only a tiny, tiny piece of nature. And that in itself is powerful. It reminds you of Mother Earth. It gives you a few mindful moments to switch off your busy, chattering monkey mind. And it gives you just a chance to breathe again and be there in the moment and refocus yourself. So go and have a go at this. Grab something. It could be anything. You could even have a wooden trinket, like I said. Have a look around your home and see what you can find and give this a go and see how it goes. Maybe even send me a message and see how you got on with it. I love getting feedback from all of you. So this was it for today. This show has gone really fast, like nearly every week, and we will be back on the 22nd next Monday, same time, same place. So see you again next week, my beautiful inner hippies.
Thank you for listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Sophie Harvey. See you again next week, same place, same time, Mondays at 1 p.m. CT.